Jackson.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media?
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This week in Waukesha. Hey, Don, what's happening next Saturday?
Anya, it's Small Business Saturday, November 25th. Our show This Week in Waukesha will start at 7. It's going to be a two-hour show, and we're going to celebrate Waukesha's many wonderful small businesses.
This Week in Waukesha with Don Brown, Saturday mornings now from 7 to 9 on WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM.
The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This week in Waukesha.
Hey Don, what's happening next Saturday?
Tanya, it's Small Business Saturday, November 25th. Our show this week in Waukesha will start at 7. It's going to be a two-hour show, and we're going to celebrate Waukesha's many wonderful small businesses.
This Week in Waukesha with Don Brown, Saturday mornings now from 7 to 9 on WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A fiery vehicle crash near the Niagara Falls Rainbow Bridge kills two people in the car. It raised security concerns on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there's no sign it was terrorism.
This vehicle basically incinerated. Nothing is left but the engine. The pieces are scattered over 13, 14 booths.
One man tells CBS's Catherine Herridge.
There was a car in front of him. He swerved around it.
Eyewitness Mike Gunther.
All of a sudden, he went up in the air, and then it was a ball of fire like 30, 40 feet high.
A preliminary federal law enforcement assessment obtained by CBS News says the car was traveling at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb or embankment, then crashed through a fence and landed in a secondary inspection area.
The FBI has turned the investigation over to local authorities. In the war between Israel and Hamas, no hostages will be freed until at least Friday. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv.
Israel's military said that the hostage release procedure has not yet been finalized. But one detail we do have is that the Red Cross will be able to visit those hostages who are not released and take them medicine.
At least 15 cars of a CSX train carrying chemicals, including sulfur, derailed today in a remote part of eastern Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear saying on social media that at least two families nearby had to be evacuated, but it may be considerably more than that, according to WKYT-TV's Phil Pendleton.
The emergency management director called me and said, we are evacuating the entire town of Livingston and Piney Branch to Rockcastle Middle School. So obviously, the situation has become much more severe than what we first thought.
If you're driving long distance by car for the Thanksgiving week, it's recommended you check your tire pressure, oil levels, and look for any possible hose or radiator leaks. Doug Shoup of AAA in Texas says it might eliminate some headaches later.
The primary reasons why people will call AAA for help will be dead batteries, flat tires, and then people getting locked out of their vehicles. So make sure you know where your keys are at all times.
Firefighters are especially busy this time of year. WWL's Dave Cullen.
Fire departments across the country are posting videos of turkey frying going horribly wrong. The public service announcements make it clear it's not just frying a turkey that can burn your house down.
Thanksgiving, one of the busiest days in the U.S. for house fires.
The Red Cross says Thanksgiving and the day before are the top 2 days when cooking fires occur.
An exit poll says the far-right and anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
The gerrymandering's so bad that for somebody in order to win would have to get 65% of the vote, a Democrat, and 45% for the Republican. So that's, we reported, Haley reported, a couple days ago that South Dakota, our friend Ruth Buffalo, who's been on our show many times, she was gerrymandered. Yeah, she's been gerrymandered out of her seat, and now they found... What did they find, Haley, that it was district wrong and correctly, and their own Supreme Court is like changing it back?
Yeah, it was like they're going through a very similar situation actually in North Dakota too, with the redistricting, and a federal judge found it illegal and that it diluted the North Dakota Native vote. So,
yeah.
I wonder about that in Wisconsin too, you know, that various tribes are, especially the Ojibwe bands, being split up rather than being in the same, you know, whatever legislative district. Also in Eastern Wisconsin, whether it is, you know, Stockbridge, Menominee and Oneida and, or excuse me, Potawatomi and, Mole Lake, you know, I mean, back when we had the recall in 2011, I believe, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a analysis of what are the most red and blue municipalities in Wisconsin. So this data is, you know, over a decade old, but they found that, you know, what we expected, you know, some of the bluest municipalities are the city of Madison, the city of Milwaukee, Shorewood Hills, which is right next to Madison. But then the other ones, all the other municipalities were things like that were either on or adjacent to tribal communities and reservations. So like the town of Brockway down by Black River Falls is one of the bluest municipalities in the state. And so, you know, I think that disenfranchising Native voters who are some of the most Democratic voters in the state, you know, is tragic and is, I mean, it's just wrong.
Exactly. You know, and again, let's swing back now to your job as executive director and how I think important not only that women are in the races, but also Native women too. Let's talk a little bit about that because, we find anywhere from, and I used to joke, dog catcher, but that's to say anywhere from school board on up, we need more representation and in order to change things. Because as we see nationally with the you know, the crisis caucus or whatever you want to call those meatballs. I mean, I was in Washington, Arvina, and we went into the, Sharice got his tickets into the chambers, and it was just like, I can't even be here to see these people in person. I mean, it's like, I want to yell something, but you know, of course I didn't, but you know, it's just, we need our friends and relatives to run.
Absolutely. I mean, you can think about it like when the pandemic first started, you know, and the fact that both Congress and the US Senate are majority white and male and older. I pardon the description, but I've heard it described as stale, pale, and male. So it was remarkable to see all of these legislators realize that issues that families are facing, like dealing with childcare, you know, these are, they acted like they'd never heard of this before. And I guarantee that had we had more women, more people that are not millionaires, participating and being members of Congress and the US Senate, that this would not have taken a global pandemic to figure out that childcare is very important to individual families, but also collectively, and it has a huge impact on our economy. Mm-hmm. You know, and so because these guys are older and, you know, haven't dealt with childcare presumably in a while or ever, even, you know, this was an issue that never occurred to them. And you know, I like to say that we all have our blind spots. And so when you are in a legislative body and people have different experiences, your collective blind spots get smaller. And I think that that's the way that kind of representation is important to making policy that is going to be effective.
Did we just lose a...
I think we lost your audio, Arvina.
Yeah, we just
lost. Can you hear me yet?
No. Yeah, we can hear you now. Just could you, do you mind giving out your website real quick for us?
Yeah, And if you're interested in running for office, go to wi.emergeamerica.org. We are accepting applications from women and non-binary folks that feel comfortable in female-centered spaces. Come and learn how to run for office.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Two people have died in a vehicle crash and explosion at Niagara Falls Rainbow Bridge. American Aaron Beatty was stuck in Canada.
I was crossing the pedestrian bridge going back into the United States, and there's a big cloud of black smoke, and they said everyone had to walk back to Canada.
Authorities say it was not terrorism, and the FBI has turned the investigation over to local authorities. Delayed for one day, now Friday, is a deal for a four-day ceasefire in exchange for Israel and Hamas to free some captives. CBS's Willie James Inman adds,
this deal really incentivizes Hamas to release more hostages. If they release more hostages, essentially the timeline in terms of that ceasefire or humanitarian pause will be prolonged.
Millions hit the roads, rails, and skies this Thanksgiving week in southwestern Florida.
It's easy.
There's not a lot of traffic, so that's all good. Looking forward to getting some coffee.
No problem at bag check with Delta, and I've got pre-check, so I don't anticipate any trouble.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has pardoned another 82 people, mostly for low-level drug offenses or minor theft. Evers has now pardoned over 1,100 people in his time in office. That's significantly more pardons than any other governor in state history. About a third of those pardoned Wednesday were convicted of possessing or selling marijuana. Felons are eligible for a pardon 5 years after the end of their criminal sentence and cannot have any pending criminal charges or be registered sex offenders. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trempealeau County were euthanized to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 29
overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Tomorrow, highs level off around 40.
Lows around 21 tomorrow night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great advertisers over the years. We really appreciate their support and all the PSAs and all the things. What a great relationship we have with them and great organization. Hey, Simone, what's up? We're with Simone Rendon of Edible Arts. And we also have Sam Thompson. And I want to get this right. American Indian Family and Children's Services. Thank you. We have a great producer here. How are things going? And, good to see you. And we miss you at the market.
Yes, the market was a great year this year, and I look forward to next year. But yeah, what we came to talk tonight about is foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have direct questions, or I can just go?
Well, yeah, I thought this would be really great, kind of just a very good heartwarming story right before the holiday season here. And Simone, I just want to give you like a big, huge thank you. And just for being the amazing person you are, for diving into this type of work. I know the importance in keeping Native children with Native families is huge in our communities. And, you know, I think specifically in our family, we can relate to that a lot. So thank you for being here, and thank you for the work that you're doing. And we're excited to hear kind of how you got started in this work and the decision that was made to start.
Yeah, so when I was a teenager, a tween, I guess, my mom did foster care. And so we had foster siblings. And they were younger. They were like a newborn, and I think the oldest was 5. So there's 3 kids, and we had them for close to 2 years. And we lived deep in Phillips neighborhood, and there was a huge thing that had happened, and it was scary and hard, and we said, we can't have little kids around here. And so my mom had given them to go to a different foster home. And I still think about those kids today. And so when my birth children, I guess, grew up and moved out of the house, I spent a whole year just living on my own and realized I don't do well on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I started the application to be a foster parent. And I took my time with it. I think on average, it's 45 days is what it takes from start to finish. And I think I took closer to 4 months because I really wanted to like answer the questions and do all of the videos and the training and really ask that question. Am I ready? Do I want to support another person? And what is that going to look like for me? Because I knew that I wanted to do infants. I have a lot of attention. Like a crying baby doesn't upset me in the same way that it does other people. And so I like really started to think about that. Like, okay, so when I get a baby and if it's a crier, like, am I going to hold it all the time? How am I going to have my place set up so that I can always see it and make sure that, you know, it's okay. But also looking deep down inside, like, am I doing this because I'm missing something or I didn't do something right with my own kids? And so I just asked myself like all of those questions. And through that 4 months of filling out this paperwork and asking those questions, I came to the conclusion that I really want to do infants. I want to work towards reunification. I want to be a support person for that struggling parent, whether it's a mom or a dad, and how best to support a parent that's struggling better than to give their infant a really good start. And that's what I look at this job more or less is like, I'm there to give a really good start, that this isn't my baby. But I get to really love it. I really get to hold it and cherish it and tell it all the good things that it needs to hear because its body will remember that.
Right.
And at the same time telling it, you know, like your mom or dad is working really hard to get you back. Like, wow. I really want to support that person in reunification.
Yeah, someone's a poster child for being a foster parent with AFACS, right? We're pushing those Native homes that are only there for that interim, right? Like we're not a foster to adopt. We're really there to provide that Native home in the interim while moms and dads and grandmas and aunties and uncles are working their case plans to really get their kids back and their families.
Wow, that's awesome, Sam. I'm a old foster child and an adoptee, and I was going to ask you, because Simone was mentioning that, and that's the ultimate goal, and that sounds like to get him back to the family, and that's a beautiful thing, and that's something that's changed over the last 50 years, and thank goodness.
Yeah, that need is there. I mean, just to find families, especially Indigenous families, that are there to provide that interim placement and just support and provide that safe space and say, exactly like Simone said, you know, you're doing a great job. I'm here for you. And mom and dad and grandma and grandpa are doing what they need to, or we're there for it if they're not too. And how best we can support that whole constellation of families, right?
Well, Sam, before I get back to Simone, I want you to maybe pop out some information that our Native people listening to the show can reach out to you. How can they get a hold of you and start that process that Simone talked about?
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys. So AFACS, American Indian Family and Children's Services, we license all across the state. Our kind of home base is in St. Paul, but we do have a licensor up in McGregor who does like the greater Minnesota. And someone, 45 days is if somebody's really, really pushing through it, I think taking those couple of months to go through the training and go through all of the paperwork to really figure out if that's the best option for you and really understand it, I think that is the best thing that you can do. At AFACS, we do have an onboarding specialist, somebody who can meet you out on site, somebody that can walk you through any of the barriers that you might have to try and help you through that licensing process. The best place to start is just going to our website. It's afacs.org, so that's AIFACS.org. You can find training there. You can find the online platform that we use for the licensing process and really all that contact information for us. And if you're at the Four Sisters Farmers Market throughout the summer, Simone has a pile of my cards that she's just handing out like candy. So you can reach out to me as well. And we can walk you through it, beginning, the middle, and as long as you want to be a foster provider too.
Well, Simone, you were handing around that baby like candy too, that cute little baby you had in your booth. That was awesome. I was just going, I see this baby everywhere. Everyone's holding it. It was great, and it good for her and good for you. Or I think it was a her, right? Or
little boy.
Really leaning on those community supports. That's yes. What it's for.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the other thing I was going to say is in those months, I really reached out to family members and said, you know, like, this is what I'm looking at doing. I would want some support. I will need some support. I live in an apartment building. And so I went to every like adjoining wall and across the hall to my neighbors. And I said, you know, I'm looking at doing foster care for infants. And because some of the infants really do are born with different substances in their systems. There's a chance that I could get a colicky baby. So there might be a crying baby that's crying all the time. And what I found out is that three of my neighbors have offered to look into foster care, to be a support person, and to sign up to possibly do respite.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I have been wanting to build a community, but I didn't realize that I did build a community around me until that moment.
And exactly as Simone said, we've had folks coming through that are like, I want to help with Simone, and I want to help provide respite. And if you're nervous about it, or if that's kind of, if you're just interested, we definitely do license respite homes. We do have some folks that are licensed through us that just provide respite, being able to support the community in that way, just for a weekend, or maybe go on vacation or whatever it might be. And Simone's really kind of funneled some folks through that are there on her recommendation just to do respite. So
that's awesome. Sam, what are the ages of the children? Can they be older? Somebody like me take them to a baseball game and do a respite on the weekends during baseball season? Or how does that work, and how old are they?
Yeah, so traditional foster care is age 0 to 17. And then there's also something called extended foster care. And really, the licensing process looks the same. There's a couple extra trainings that you would need to do, but that's 0 to 21. And we see the need from straight from the hospital, these little babies that are needing some support right out of the hospital, up to ages, you know, the 15, 16, 17. We see sibling groups that are coming through. We see all across the state that need that help. And we know that Native kids are very disproportionately affected in Minnesota. And so that need for ICWA compliant homes is always there, ages 0 to 21.
Thank God for ICWA. Simone, what are some of the drawbacks you feel like, are there any? Because you're with a baby boy being and giving him a good energy and getting good energy back. Is it going to be hard to give him back? And are you going to then look for another one? What does the process look like and how hard has it been?
That's a great question. There's days where it's hard. Single parenting is always hard. and I get asked that a lot. Like, are you going to be sad when the baby goes back home? Of course I'm going to be sad. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm going to be heartbroken. You know, like I am fully investing in this tiny little life. Mm-hmm. I also think that's why it's important to have the therapist. and so I do talk to my therapist about that. Like, you know, there is going to be a time where this baby is going to go back. And yeah, I will work with my therapist through that and what that's like. And my hope is to be able to do another infant after that and help another family with reunification. Mm-hmm. In my little dream world, I would love to be able to connect with these parents that I've helped. And let's say little baby is now 5 and mom is going through another hard time and says, okay, hey, Simone, I know you have a relationship with baby so-and-so, you know, could you take them for the weekend? Could you like help in these ways? That would be amazing. That might not be what happens, but in my mind, that's the goal, is to really be that support person long term also. Hey, so it's not just an end of a relationship.
Absolutely.
No, that's really cool to hear. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but we got a really cool question, Sam, I want you to chew on when we get back. And it's they want to know if you have to be enrolled and assume that there's a criminal background checks and such. And we'll give you a chance to answer that when we get back. Hey, we're with Simone Rendon, a foster parent and groovy person with Edible Arts, and we're with Sam Thompson, foster care licensure, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits, so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Howl! Right on. That was a good howl. We're right to get us in the vacation weekend here. Hey, we are with Simone Rendon, who's a foster care and also a foster care parent, and also Sam Thompson, who is with American Indian Family and Children's Services. And I want to start off again, Sam, if you don't mind answering that question. I thought that we have such smart listeners. I thought we'd start off with that question about do you need to be enrolled and what are the qualifications and how do you vet out our foster people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do not license exclusively Native families. That is kind of our niche, but nope, you do not need to be enrolled. If you're affiliated or descendancy at just kind of provide that if you have documentation, we'll work with you. And I mean, we're obviously bound by ICWA requirements, which is, you know, federal law. But if you're not enrolled, that's okay. We'll figure it out. That doesn't make you a non-ICWA eligible home. And then for background checks, even though AFAX is a private agency, we are still bound by the same statutes as all the counties across the state. And so we do have to do criminal background checks. There's a couple of things that might be like full disqualifiers, and I don't have that list in front of me. But if that is a concern of yours, I would say we can just go through that process, do the background check, and we have some wiggle room. We have some, you're more than your background, and we want to work with you about these things or with these things. So,
wow. Yeah, definitely. Simone, I just am really happy to know the story. I know Haley knew more of the story than I did, and she got you guys on. So, Haley, I'm wondering if you have a question, because I think these two warriors are rocking, and I know this is something that you really were excited to have them on the show.
Yes, well, I guess have more of a question about the respite care and services for them. So is that just taking, you know, a child out for a day trip, or what does that kind of include? Can you kind of give some examples of what that may look like if someone were to do something like that?
Yeah, definitely. So we consider respite in 24-hour increments. So how many nights the child and spending overnights in your care. There are DHS babysitting guidelines that I don't have in front of me, but you know, you want the child in your care to have the most normal life that they could have. And so if that is going for the afternoon with an auntie, if that is if they're an older child and spending the night with a friend, you know, with their worker's permission, I think that's totally within the means that they have. But for respite requirements, if they wanted to provide respite in the home, we just go through a background check, and we would do some training additionally on that. But if you wanted to have that child in your home for the weekend, we would consider that the same license as a long-term foster care provider or a short-term provider.
Oh, good question. Really good question.
Yeah. So one of the things, like when people have asked me about respite and about foster care licensing, they're like, well, I don't want to start all over again. And I was like, no. Foster care is amazing. Like, if you know you have zero attention for five-year-olds, don't get a five-year-old. Like, you get to ask for what you know you can handle. And being licensed is sort of like getting a driver's license. You don't ever have to drive a car. You don't ever have to buy a car, but you're licensed just in case. And in our community, there's a lot of our family members who have, probably everybody we know, or I know, some family member has had CPS called. And if you're licensed, you're the first person that they reach out to make sure that that child stays within your family. And so I think that alone should make at least one person in every household become licensed. And then respite is sort of, yeah, like I have another friend who was like, oh, what if I just want to babysit for the weekend? And I was like, that's respite. That would give me a break. You right. would get your baby fixed, and then you get the baby back to me. You don't have to keep the baby longer than the 24, 48 hours or whatever is agreed upon in terms of the respite.
And a really great example too, and this, Simone, this goes back to, you know, your ideal image, right? You have former foster providers that we might have a child that moves into a new home. And that former foster provider is a respite caregiver. So everybody, you still get to maintain that connection, that attachment, and that bond is still there. You still get to meet with that family and build that community while still moving forward and being that primary caregiver. And really having that support network. I know that's someone you've reached out to previous foster providers, and we have some providers that provided respite for another provider. I'm saying provider a lot, but what that looks like is we get to build that community in that space as well.
And it shows that child that people just don't disappear, which I think is huge in our community.
Right.
Especially with the past swooping of children, is that people just disappeared.
Right.
And how do we keep those connections so that way we can raise that generation knowing what attachment is and can be and should be?
Wow. And then, Simone, how important, I know you have an infant, but how important, I guess both Sam and Simone, how important it is to just keep them in the culture and be around that. I mean, that's something with our older children, I imagine, is huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why you always saw the baby at the market with me. It was as every cultural appropriate event, I bring baby with. I don't put him in daycare that day. He comes with me because I think even from that newborn stage, hearing the music, hearing the voices, hearing the different accents of all of our people is important, and it gets ingrained.
Wow.
And
yeah, really.
That's good. Part of AFAX's mission, right, is to create this culturally rich environment with these families that are involved in the community. And one thing that's cool about AFAX, I think, is that so foster providers need annual training hours as part of their license requirement, but there's only a few that are mandatory, and you get to have some liberty with the rest of them. And one thing that AFAX does is that we, not only do we reimburse for training, but we count up to 6 hours of like attending powwows, attending cultural events. That is part of your training, and that goes towards your training hours. Like, we're really trying to maintain that emphasis on Indigenous community, and that's your training.
Wow, that's exciting. I'm wondering too, there's a whole bunch of different kids from different nations. Does it matter if you go Ojibwe go with the Ho-Chunk or vice versa, or how does that look and how does that work? Because some cultures are a little different, but when it comes to powwows and community things, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah, well, the short answer is no. The long answer is going into like placement preferences regarding ICWA. So whatever tribe the child is affiliated with, that placement preference, if they can't find the relative, if they can't find kin, if they can't find a home within their own tribe, they can look at other tribes as well. So short answer is no.
No, and I'm just curious because, I mean, that's something, you know, I've looked into. I'm very busy right now, but I don't know if I'll be busy in a year. And it's something I've always wanted to do, being a former high school teacher, is to, you know, throw the baseball around even though I'm 63, you know. And it'd be great to play the creator's game but not break a hip too. But, you know, and hang out with some older kids like that were in high school. Simone, do you got any last things? We got 30 seconds left. I really appreciate you two being on.
No, just reach out to Sam if you have any questions. She is amazing. And if she doesn't know the answer, she will find a way to get you the answer.
Wow. Pinigigi, you two, thank you so much. What a great, and thank you, Haley, for putting this interview together. Very informative and great work by both you. And come on, community, let's step up. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Yeah.
Now.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly. Their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and...
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.